Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, live in moderation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here together to learn moral conditions of acceptance of our worships and prayers and fasting in this great month, month of Ramadan. So if we study Quran and Hadith, we learn that piety is the only condition for the acceptance of our worships. As Allah stated in His glorious book Quran and says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah the Almighty only accepts from the pious. So to build our life on piety, we must know the different aspects of piety and the attributes of the pious, so that we can adorn ourselves with those qualities and live as a pious. One of the most important features that also Ramadan month teaches us is living in moderation. Moderation is very important. But moderations always accompany with piety. And a person can never be pious if he doesn't live in moderation. So it's very important. But here, we need to see what moderation means in Islamic thoughts. We should remember that living in moderation never means to ban ourselves from the pleasure of this world, but means to enjoy from every good thing in this world, but in a correct way, and stay from extravagance. So I hope all live in moderation together to achieve God's blessing and to get ready for our hereafter.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhan, and we were talking about living in moderation in Islamic field. So we talked about moderation in life, and we also understood that moderation is one of the most important and main pillars of piety. So to live in piety, we must try to fulfill this principle in every aspect of our life and put it as the dress on our entire actions. So we have to behave in moderation, we have to eat in moderation, we have to sleep in moderation. Our worships also should be and must be in moderation based on our traditions. So it's very important, and it's a very good example that moderation is a dress, and we have to put this dress on our actions entirely. Life is a treasure. And as the seconds are passing, we are losing this treasure. But with small changes in our lifestyle, we can benefit great values in the future. So let's commit and let's do the principles we have inherited from our Ahlul Bayt, this divine principles, these treasures, so we can gain blessing and we can get ready for our hereafter. Thank you for staying with us, and I wish you're doing great in the month of Ramadan.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better.
stronger if you were by my side.